A Republican plan for the 2012 budget unveiled this week includes an overhaul of Medicare. House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, a Wisconsin Republican, wants to create a voucher-like program to replace the popular health insurance program for the elderly and disabled. Medicare has evolved since it was signed into law in 1965. For a look at how it's changed and why it's so expensive now, we turned to NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with what did Medicare look like just after it was passed? How much did it cost in 1965 compared to today?
Well, a whole lot less. Actually, I have numbers from 1970. It cost $7 billion. That was about 3.5% of federal spending. In 2010, the last full numbers we have, Medicare cost $524 billion. That's about 15% of federal spending. And obviously, it's expected to rise as 78 million baby boomers join the program.
Why, Julie, was Medicare passed in the first place?
Well, private insurance wasn't really available for the elderly at the time. Only about 14% of older people had insurance because insurance companies wouldn't sell to them. They were considered bad risks. They were likely to get sick because they were older. And so it was thought that the government needed to step in. And indeed, thanks to Medicare, about 99% of older people today have health insurance.
What were people able to get back when the program started? The universe of possible medicine and drugs was much smaller, right?
Absolutely. Think about the things that we have now that we didn't have then. Organ transplants, joint replacements, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, the array of blood pressure drugs. None of those things existed in 1965, or they certainly didn't exist to the extent that they exist now. And in fact, the life expectancy at age 65 back in 1960 was about 14 years. Today, it's almost 19 years. So people are living longer, in large part thanks to a lot of those medical advances. But it's a big reason why Medicare is so much more expensive. There's so much more that medicine can do.
And there's so much more medicine that people expect to have.
Absolutely. And Medicare is not immune from being part of the rest of the healthcare system. It's one of the only sectors in the economy where, as you get more advances, things get more expensive rather than less expensive. We pay less for computers, less for fancy TVs, but medical advances always cost more and not less. Like it or hate it, there are a lot of things in the new healthcare law that are aimed to try and slow the increase in healthcare costs. Most of those, interestingly, are going to be done through Medicare, since Medicare is such a large part of the healthcare system, but it's not entirely clear how well or whether those will work.
And Medicare also covers more people than it did 45 years ago.
That's right. And it's not just because the population is larger, but Medicare actually has added more people to its population. Of course, it began only for the elderly. In 1972, Medicare added the disabled to its rolls. People with end-stage renal disease, with kidney failure, now get Medicare. Medicare also added more benefits, some more expensive things like prescription drugs that were added in 2003.
So what are the political perils of trying to overhaul Medicare? I mean, the most obvious one is it's really popular, people who vote don't want to lose what they've got.
That is the biggest one. And I think the Republicans who are trying to make some of these changes really know that this is a very political perilous thing that they are doing. But at some point, I think both Republicans and Democrats know that they're going to have to do something with 78 million baby boomers about to join the program, the first one starting this year. Something needs to be done to get Medicare costs under control for the long run.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner, thanks very much.
You're welcome.